because when they're taking the mitriya, taking in the Mayim Shirim also, so it became Osa. Even though we reduce the Gimulugin, even though you reduce the Gimulugin, some Mele, some Rabbi Yeshua says it's Muta, because we don't see Chichas of Asa Nevele. Rabbi Yeitzi says, true, we don't see Chichas of Asa Nevele in the sense of that we say by Yisurim, that would mean that if Gimulugim is Nisarek in the Mikre, less than Memso, so then it contaminates the Mikshomim, and Mikshomim are converted into Mshomim. That not. But since it became possible, it remains possible. In the same way as the Chaim says in the Raivachi, Alib Demes, in the same way as the Ramban and the Rashbo say Pshat in Shmuel and Rabshim Balokish, when he says Efshal Yisirti is Muta, that the original Chatichi is Muta, only in subjunctive, if it's possible to take out every droplet. But in CS, since the minimum laws remain, so the original Chatichi remains Osa. Why? Because it's a remnant of Issa. It became Osa and it remains Osa. True, it became Osa because it gave it time. Now it has minimal power. But it became Osa, it's Osa. But since it can only be Osa as the remnant of Issa, because it became Osa, it has to remain that way. So if you squeeze out every drop, so it's not the same thing, it's a new entity. But if you don't take out every drop at all, it's not a new entity. So mainly it's Osa. Why is it Osa? Not because it contaminated the head. The heter is still heter. But you cannot eat the chtichas bosor without eating a few drops of cholo. It's only minimal. So the mele, even though it's a minimal, so it remains us. It cannot become muta. It remains us. So this is the same lomdes in Rabbi Yisi. Not that Rabbi Yisi applies the lomdes of chtichas nevele. No, just as Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes of chtichas nevele, because Gimulugim Ayin Shirim cannot contaminate the heretofore Mechamim, so Rabbi Yis is also made, it cannot contaminate the heretofore Mechamim. But Rabbi Yis says, true that the heretofore Mechamim remain Mechamim, but you still, just by taking out a few drops from the Gimulugim from the Mikveh, you cannot be tabling that Mikveh. Because that mikveh became possible, it remains possible, unless it becomes a new mikveh. So if it had been possible to take out every drop, you know, but that's impossible. But there is one way that it's possible to take out every drop, if you have a shot, memso. So once you have memso of mechamim, then the shemsho is poka, so then it's considered as if you squeezed out every drop of the Mayim Shirim. So then it's a new entity. So then it's actually Sich the Muta in a cognitive way. So this is what he says. Shanim Bashomu. True, that he said they call to the view of Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi is Chelek and Rabbi Yeshua. The answer is Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes, of Tichas Minas Nivele, and he holds that even the same mikveh that became possible, for the moment the Gimulugim was reduced, it becomes kosher again. And Rabbi Yisi says no. Rabbi Yisi applies the same lomdes that Shmuel applies in Dabei Kipas Cholosh Nofach Tras Bosor. So he says, Efshal Sechti is Muter, only if it's possible to squeeze out every drop. So there, it's a new entity. But, and since the molecules of Bosor do not become a Chetzor Viser, but the molecules of Bosor do not become a Chetzor Viser by themselves, but as long as there is a minimum of cholof left, even though it's less can be able to give it Tamchol in the Bosa some melee Jermaine Rasa, because it became Rasa and Jermaine Rasa. Unless you squeeze out every drop of Chol, then you cannot say it became Rasa and Jermaine Rasa. It's something new. It doesn't have any molecules of it doesn't have any molecules of Cholov anymore. But that's impossible. So Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't apply the Kadondes of Tichatus Nevele, Mimele. So the here to form it shown in the Nagitam Tantan. And the Gimulugim themselves can only puzzle as long as there is Gimulugim. But if there is Gimulugim minus one drop, we cannot puzzle them. And we don't say according to Rabbi Yeshua, it puzzled, so the melee, they remain puzzled. We don't pay puzzled. Rabbi Yisi says, as long as there are any drops of the Mayim Shuvim left, so the melee, the mikvah is puzzled. Because it became possible, it remains possible. Because when it became possible, it didn't become possible only by the last drop of the Gimulugim, but all the drops of the Gimulugim. So as long as you have any of the drops, so then that's still possible. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then it's a new mikveh. So you can't say the mikveh was possible. The mikveh was possible when it had shuvim. Now it doesn't have even a single drop of shuvim. So maybe he says, Shanei nashom of kolema kishenotru shlei sheslugim lelieno v'yodu miyad v'tachteino v'leamrino da'ini shigim min asma shuvim inu v'yod v'atino v'yev sheshom yisabu ma'ad mi'abri chanino v'nim so shishlimu ha'boim shenotino Kedim Shiod Lokalashlish Slugim. So Mimele, there's not even a drop. It became a Mikrashlema of Memso without a single drop of Shuvim. After that Shuvim came, can pass on it. Because then there is Ashok. I think there's the Pshat. Hilkashnia Mikroy Shailim, Atachtel Shail, Kashinon. Ve'yinu shikudas lachteino, ochamei adam v'sipir shinukhige, madzum v'yinu mishachteino, inam ha'atu et rabudach, in mitvi kol ha'ay, la'ash misabu nasahat ha'keshbeya. I think there's the pshat. In other words, according to the Rash, not only Rabbi Yeshua does it apply the lomdus of Tichat in the lomdus. The longness of Tichat is the word and the place would mean that the human ruling should be contaminated, all the Mikshav. And every drop of the Mikshav will become Shav. But the Shur doesn't apply. Rabbi Yisi doesn't apply it either. But why? So Rabbi Shur says that once you reduce the human ruling, it's kosher. But Rabbi Yisi says, apply the same longness that Shmuel applies. According to the Rambam, that was Pshat. And it says, Epshal Yisech, the Mutter, only in subjunctive, if it would be possible to squeeze out every drop of Chol. So then we'd be allowed to eat the original Hatif. But since it's impossible, so maybe you're not allowed to eat the original Hatif. Not that the molecules of Bosa become contaminated. The molecules of Bosa do not become contaminated. But since it became Osa to eat, so maybe it remains Osa. So you're not allowed to eat it as long as it has the molecules of holofin. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then you can't say it's a remnant of Israel. It's a new thing, it's a new entity. It doesn't even have the molecules of holofin. So you have to. It does even the basis maybe that it didn't contaminate the Mikshon. And what Kavisi says, even though it reduced the Gimulugim, but you still have some of the shooting, the minor shooting needed, and became possible. some minerals remains possible. But if you squeeze out every droplet of chubin, there it's not a remnant of any petrol, it's a nuclear. Now, so in the case where it drips down, and then there is Memsov Mishonim before the Gimel Lugin, the original Gimel Lugin fall in, so then it's a new mikveh. It's like Sechtel Gamre. And Sechtel Gamre, according to Shmuel, is Mutter. So here, by Mikveh, he doesn't pass.